I grew up in the 60s, in an era of what I can only call, I suppose, dead juicing. Orange and apple were our only selections, and bottles of their juices came a very long way from the tree. It was an era that gave us Tang, the bright orange powdered breakfast drink consumed by astronauts in space. Now the juice industry has returned to Earth. Live juice bars are cropping up all across New Orleans. Places like Satsuma and Fairgrinds Coffee House have been serving live juices since their inception, while newcomers like Raw Republic have added a more upscale vibe to the trend. So what exactly is live juicing? We asked for a definition from Denise, who was on counter duty at Fairgrinds during a recent New Orleans juicing tour.
Live juicing is just combining whatever fruits and veggies you'd like into a Vitamix and putting it, you know, making it into a smoothie or juice-like substance.
A Vitamix? It's not a health additive, it seems, but a machine.
The Vitamix helps to blend it up really well. Super hyper-blending, you know.
The techniques for live juicing, we learned, can vary from place to place. Some use industrial juicers, others employ a cold press system, still others rely on an old-fashioned blender. But one thing is constant among the juicing elite. Kate, our server at Satsuma in the Bywater, explains.
Our first priority with juice is that it's organic. That's what the whole raw food movement and slow food is about. The closer it is to actually living and growing, you know, the more natural it is, the more the nutrients are all going to be intact.
So is live juicing at heart just a quick way to get your leafy greens down? Well, sort of, according to Michael at Raw Republic on Magazine Street.
In the cold press juices, there's up to 3 pounds of produce in each one. In the green juices in particular, if I were to lay out everything in front of you before we went to go grind and press it, it's the equivalent of about 8 or 9 full-size salads. People aren't, in their day-to-day lives, aren't eating enough leafy greens. Even if you don't love the taste, this is a really good way to, you know, slam it back and get it in.
George W. Bush would be happy to know that even unlovable veggies can go into the juicer. Here's a tip for him from Kate at Satsuma.
You can juice broccoli. Throw a couple of apples in there. You won't even really notice.
Of course, some fruits and veggies lend themselves less easily to the treatment. It takes multiple heads of kale to obtain just a thimbleful of juice. But for those looking for more health bang for their juice buck, it's worth it. Even at $6 to $10 per soda-sized glass.
I think that makes people feel better. It's a whole different quality of energy that you get when you're drinking live, you know, live foods, live juices. People that are used to having a lot of caffeine will notice that they get the benefits of having a boost of energy, especially with those B12 vitamins that are in a lot of our juices, without the crash of caffeine.
That was Kate. She and other advocates also cite antioxidants and immune boosters as byproducts of this health juice craze. But for New Orleanians, taste will always be a factor in anything that goes down the gullet. Perhaps that's why one of the newest juice options in town, which opened recently at the Healing Center, is hedging its bets. It promotes itself as both juice bar and snowball stand. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.